Welcome to The Budget Is No, where we dive deeper into how other industries, organizations, and individuals connect with people, resulting in a lasting, meaningful experience. We talk about coming up with ways to do this when there's limited resources and the budget is no. Hi, I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Katie.
And we're back here for another episode.
Yay.
So we thought we'd do something kind of fun, and obviously you guys can't see it because you're listening to us, but we've thrown a bunch of cool ideas for marketing activations, brand, debuts.
Experiences.
Yes, anything like that. So we've put them on little pieces of paper, and we've thrown them all in a jar, and so we figured we would pick out about five, you say?
Yeah.
And then we'll just kind of talk about it.
Yeah.
And see where it goes.
Like a little grab bag.
Yeah, I like that. A grab bag.
All right, do you want to go first?
Sure.
Oh, nice sound effect there.
I'm not going to look when I pick. It's a clear jar, so. Okay. All right, this one says Fit-ish Hotbox.
Oh, that was one of mine.
All right, go for it.
Okay. So this is one of the things that I saw out in the wild, as
okay,
we like to
I
say.
Love it.
So this is a brand that is local to the DFW area. It's called Fit-ish. It's a makeup brand that she's actually like grown it pretty big in the past like year and a half. Anyways, she it's a brand that uses like the whole like CBD oil and
which is very like popular,
yeah,
mainstream now.
Super like trendy right now. And so what she actually did was she bought a big box truck.
Okay.
But it was a clear box truck.
Ooh.
And she called it her hot box truck. Like, kind of playing off, like, the, you know.
Just going for
like,
the controversy.
Yeah, like, the THC, CBD, like, controversy type thing. And she decked it out with, like, super cool furniture, like, lots of, like, greenery and plants and whatnot. And she drove it around the DFW area promoting, like, the Fit-ish brand, the makeup. And she did giveaways promoting the makeup brand. And they, it was like all over Instagram and like Twitter and Facebook and stuff, kind of teasing out the different areas that they were going to be. And so, if you like followed the brand on any of like the social platforms, you could see where they were going to be and you could go like meet up with, like the hot box and you could get like free samples of the makeup brand. You could also meet, her name's Jenna, and she is, like, a local, she's kind of, like, a local,
like, influencer.
Yeah, she's an
entrepreneur.
Yeah, and she's on the, Kid Craddock Morning Show, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
like,
do you know who, you know
yep.
what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she's the founder of Fit-ish, and so she did this activation, and so, she was kind of promoting this whole brand. Well, then at the end of the day, they took the hot box and they, teamed up with a local, beauty store that, actually like, they carry like the Fit-ish line at their store and it's right next to like one of the, like the most popular restaurants in Dallas right now that just opened and they did like a whole beauty activation. Like in the parking lot.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, so they had all these influencers there and like you could just show up and they did like a whole kind of like beauty campaign on kind of just like teaching you about like the whole CBD like the
probably
lines.
The myths and
yeah, the
what
myths
it is and what
like,
it isn't.
Yeah, like the controversy about it and you know like what's good about it. How it can help your skin, and then, like, the restaurant, they had, like, they did all these, like, cocktails and hors d'oeuvres and stuff, and then you could do, like, the hot box itself was set up for, like, really cool, like, Instagrammable type of selfies and all of that, and they had, I think they even had, like, little, makeup, like, stand type
probably just sample or get like a mini makeover or
try this like
product.
Different like product samples and whatnot out there. So it was like a very cool like hands-on activation that they did, and again it was like introducing it to all of like the locals and pairing up with a bunch of different not only like a local restaurant but also a local like beauty brand. And a local beauty house as well. So I thought it was really cool what she did. And she brought a bunch of local influencers out. And you could kind of take this and like implement it within your own show or event. If you pair with like somebody who, like an exhibitor that has like a product that is kind of, I don't know, more on like the influential side of, or even like the controversial side, and kind of come up with your own in-house activation.
Yeah, and just having the really cool Instagrammable moment. So you have the truck, you have the play on the words, and then you have the partnership with kind of the fun way that an attendee or participant could participate with the brand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. I'll have to look them up on Instagram.
Yeah, she has a really good Instagram too.
I bet.
Yeah, so I encourage it.
Very cool. All right, your turn to pick one. What you got?
All right. Trans Barker.
Oh, that's my bad handwriting. It's Travis Barker.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. And I want to shout out to my friend Patricia, because we send each other like cool marketing stuff. And she's a diehard Blink 182 fan. And Travis Barker is the drummer.
Yes, from Blink-182.
Blink-182. Mm-hmm. So earlier, I think it was this year or maybe late last year, he partnered with Bumble, mm-hmm. the dating app, as a hashtag Bumble partner. They were very clear that it was like a sponsored deal. But basically, he said that if you would match with him on Bumble, you could win a meet and greet passes to go to the Back to the Beach Festival.
What?
So I think when you think about Bumble, you think about it as being a dating app first, but Bumble actually has like three different ways that you can use it. Are you familiar?
Well, I think because they have like Bumble BFF, right? Mm-hmm.
And they also have Bumble Business, like something that you could find like business partners or like entrepreneurs or something. So I think this is a really cool way that you could... If you are in a relationship or you're married and you're not really looking to download a quote-unquote dating app, because mm-hmm. that's what you kind of think of it first, it's really giving people, fans of Blink-182, I don't know if they're more or less likely to download a dating app, but you're giving an excuse for people to interact with a brand in a different way and kind of find out more about what else it can do.
That's very cool. I love that.
Yeah. So that's the Travis Barker Bumble partner example.
Awesome.
And I guess kind of a practical application would be, look at the tools you use or look at the things you're offering and try and see if there's another way that you can encourage interaction around it. Or is it taking a twist on a existing thing? If you do a booth crawl or a treasure quest mm-hmm. or something on the show floor, can you incorporate that into digital? Or can you have it be a text message way to enter? So I think just... kind of finding the different avenues and ways people can interact with your stuff.
Nice.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and pick another one. Okay, I'm not looking again. All right. I have the Busch Light pop-up. And I know, Katie, this is one of yours.
Oh, that was another one of mine. Okay. It's another pop-up that I saw probably like 2 or 3 months ago, I think. So this was Busch Light actually did a pop-up, but it was like a totally different take on the pop-up.
And this is the beer, right?
Yes, this is the beer. So Busch Light has a partnership with the National Forest Foundation, and they did a pop-up that they announced over Twitter and, I believe, Facebook. They did a pop-up that was in the middle of the forest, but they didn't actually tell anybody where the pop-up was. They just told people, like, this pop-up was going to be happening, in the middle of a national forest somewhere. And
a real life treasure quest.
Yes, it was a real life treasure quest. And if they're like diehard fans found this pop-up, they would win like Busch Light beer for
for life.
And so people were like going crazy over this and actually like went out to like on an actual like treasure quest to go find the Busch pop-up. And this was not only like a great publicity for Busch Light, but it was also it was like a pledge for Busch Light for their like foundation towards the national forest. So they pledged to plant 100 trees in the national forest for every visitor who arrived at the pop-up shop. And it was like kind of like their continued commitment in creating a better world. So it was going beyond just like a publicity stunt, and it was trying to you know, further their commitment with making the world a better place.
And actually encouraging their consumers to get out and experience the forest. Yeah. And experience nature.
Yeah, and to be a part of the outdoors. And it made it fun for people. So I don't know if how many people actually found
like made it.
The pop-up. They gave clues, like, throughout. They had, like, a time frame of, like, when the pop-up was going to be there and how long you had to actually, like, find it. And they gave clues throughout that time frame. So I'm not sure. I need to go back and see, like, if anybody actually found it.
So it was just some poor, like, industry intern just has to, like,
is, like
camp out.
There.
He's like, guys, anyone gonna find us?
They did. They had like their flannel shirts and like different gear that they did as well to that they sold like to, you know, advertise this too. And I think some of those proceeds as well like went to this foundation. So
very
all
cool.
In all, it was very cool.
I love it. Very treasured.
You can implement this too. I think that's like a fun way to kind of give back to your community. You know, do something good outside of just, you know, what's associated with your event and make it fun for your community.
Or even if you have fun swag, t-shirts, mugs, fleeces, anything like that, just drop it somewhere on the show floor or in the hotel or somewhere and just drop some clues and see if anyone picks it up.
Oh, that's a fun idea. I like that.
Yeah, super easy.
Cool. All right.
All right, Katie's picking again.
Let's see if I can read it this time. Just kidding. Penn State poster folds to wearable helmet.
Ah, yes. This is something I saw at on Twitter at the beginning of the football season, or maybe not the during the summer. So Penn State and the, I believe they're the Nittany Lions?
They're the Nittany Lions.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, perfect. So they created a poster with their schedule, football schedule, for this upcoming year. But instead of it just being a poster, it actually, like, punched out and folded up to be a wearable helmet. So
do you have to be, like, an origami master to make this happen?
I don't think so. I think it was hopefully pretty well detailed on how to do that. I do know that part of their marketing rollout was a video, so I'm sure the video had some also explanations on how to do it. But that's just another cool way. I mean, I feel like a poster you're just going to hang on the wall and, like, look at it. But if you can interact with it in some way, fold it into a helmet or something like that, it kind of becomes a cool, like, conversation piece.
Yeah.
And you could pick them up, I think, on site at probably the bookstore. I'm just thinking about where I get Baylor posters when I go to Waco. They probably mailed them probably to, like, the season ticket holders. But that kind of got me thinking about ways you could leverage, like, printed items in a cool way. So if you could do, like, a series of postcards on the show floor, commission cool graphic artists, or even take cool pictures of, like, your participating brands, if they have, like, cool textures on their products, or even have, like, a contest to design it. You could do postcards. You could even do, like, a calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just a quick desk calendar or something like that with pictures. So it's something that your community will have, like, in a prominent area all throughout the year. another thing was one time I got a direct mail piece for a conference, and instead of just being like a brochure or something that was like, here's all the sessions, here's all this, it had like a series of 6 cards with like inspirational quotes from past keynotes. So they're actually more of like an art piece. Or something that you could put up, and it's like, there's your, you know, your Mindy Kaling quote or your Barack Obama quote. So it's a subtle reminder of, oh yeah, I got it from this event, but it kind of speaks to you like in a higher way, if you will. And then the last kind of example I had, I don't know if I've talked about it here on one of these episodes, but I was in Australia. Oh yeah, we did, on the post, on the Spotify episode. I found that postcard with the lyrics for Tiny Dancer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And on the back, it was that Spotify code mm-hmm. to their playlist. But even stuff like that, just, I tend to like keepsakes that don't look so like kitschy, like yeah. they're cool and like kind of artsy. So, mm-hmm. I think any way you can kind of repurpose a marketing piece or something to kind of live beyond the event is a perfect way to have that reminder.
Now, pop quiz question.
Yes.
Do we know what a Nittany Lion is?
A lion from Nittany? Do you?
No, I don't. I was going to say a lion, like, in a sweater vest or something, but...
Huh. No, it's, like, N-I-T-T-Y, Nittany, versus... It's not K-N, like the knitting.
I know, I just feel like it would need to be in a sweater vest, I don't know.
So if you listen to our podcast and you love sports, send us a DM and explain to us what a Nittany Lion is. And I'm not afraid to mention that I don't know what that is. All right, so we've talked about 4 topics. We're going to pull one more. All right. Our final topic is, this one's mine, and it's Starbucks Welcome to Fall live stream.
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah. So a couple weeks ago when Starbucks... So, the pumpkin spice latte is a big deal, for whatever reason.
I think we've talked about it several times.
Yes. So, Starbucks officially launched the pumpkin spice latte in September, mid-September, or mm-hmm. whatever it was. So, they posted a cryptic Facebook message that they were going to have some sort of, like, fall celebration. It was, like, at 11 a.m. Central Time on their Facebook. So, I tuned in, and it was a live stream that lasted 2 hours, and it was...
Was this during work hours?
I mean, I was working. I had it in a little browser. I also wrote that it was weird AF, because it was. And so what it was on one side of the screen, there was a lifeguard and a beach scene. And then they had like a fall-o-matic in the middle, which was a pumpkin spice latte. Mm-hmm. And then on the end, you'll just have to check our Instagram for a picture, because we'll put one there. And then on the other side, there was a lady in flannel and like a fall scene. So they were putting summer items, like a beach ball. It would go through the fall-o-matic, and it would come out like a pumpkin. So just
and
imagine...
It took 2 hours?
It lasted for 2 hours. And they did cool things, like they did polls on screen so you could tell it was live. They're like, drop this emoji if you want us to turn like a leaf or a beach ball or a beach bag into something. Or like, do you want them to wear this costume? Like, it was very trippy. And I don't know like what the like vibe they were going for, but quite a few people watched.
This sounds so bizarre.
It was, I think I shared you the screenshots, right?
Yeah.
It was a little out there. But what I thought was really cool about it is it held people's attention. The comments were going.
Did people stay on for 2 hours?
I left about the 1 hour mark, and then it's archived on their Facebook page. So if you want to go and kind of see like glimpses of it, it's there. You can see it. But the comments on the side were like ranging from like, this is brilliant to like, what is going on? So it definitely got people talking about the pumpkin spice latte and fall.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a little weird. But if you have like a cool announcement, like if you're going to launch a keynote or if you're going to release the theme of your gala or if you're going to open up registration, like, think about doing something really cool and eye-catchy.
Maybe not 2 hours long, though. Unless your attendees are that dedicated and you have that kind of audience.
Because I was kind of thinking...
Maybe you do. Maybe you're Starbucks.
I was kind of thinking, like, 15 minutes max.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But somehow, I don't know why they determined it to be 2 hours, but that's kind of, like, what they did.
Maybe because it's almost, like, so dramatic that...
And, like, so, like, cringy good.
Over the top that it's, like, yeah, why the hell not?
Yeah. And, I mean...
Because it's, like, if it's just 15 minutes, it's kind of, like, meh. You know?
Yeah. And to stream live on Facebook, I mean, you can go DIY from just your phone and a lapel mic plugged into your phone all the way up through, like, broadcasting level things. So... You can really kind of use it in whatever degree. Yeah.
Wow.
But, so anyways, yeah, that was Starbucks fall celebration.
Well, I think we kind of ran the gamut with our grab bag today.
So let's see, we talked about Travis Barker, Bumble Partner, Busch Light's Pop-Up in the Woods, Fittish's Hot Box, the Penn State poster that folds into a wearable helmet, and Starbucks weird AF welcome to fall video.
Yeah, I think we hit all the marks.
Yeah, so that's just some of the few things we've seen kind of floating around in the wild, if you will. And this was fun.
Yeah. So until next time, be sure to download and subscribe. You can listen to us on... Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and now Stitcher. And you can check us out on The Budget Is No on Instagram, also on Facebook, and TheBudgetIsNo.com, where we post everything that we talk about.
Yeah, and we'll definitely, I think, get pictures from each of these cool ideas, and we'll put together a little slideshow so you can actually see what we're talking about, and you don't have to rely on my description of a really kind of crazy scene of summer into fall.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.